Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting.
Hello, and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm.
Woohoo! I think we did say a couple of episodes ago you were going to say that.
I got to say it this time. Probably the only time.
No,
it's all right. It's your thing, so we'll leave it.
It's only because I have the start button and I know when the recording starts.
That's true.
But
hopefully it worked out okay.
I think it'll be perfect.
You told me when to say it, so.
We can do this.
Yeah, we'll try.
We will.
We're professionals here.
And we're going to keep our listeners guessing.
I think we've started that from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. I think people are always wondering what we're going to be up to next.
I know.
And for good cause.
Yeah.
The phrase that comes to mind is, the only constant is change.
Yes. That's a good way to put it.
And we've found that we have to be adaptable no matter what.
Yeah. We've kind of learned that over the years. And one exciting milestone for this business is 5 years ago, last Saturday on the 16th of May, we had our very first farmers market.
We did.
And I posted a picture of our pathetic looking setup. I mean, it was sad. But we worked so hard on that.
We did.
Studied before.
We practiced.
We practiced. Yes, we had a practice session. We took a class on how to do a farmer's market. And I mean, we took it seriously. We didn't just jump into it. But looking at where we're at now,
unbelievable.
Yeah, it looks kind of sad.
It really did. And we have enjoyed this growth and change in our business so much. We're always looking for ways to improve or expand. And we find something every year for sure, but sometimes even week to week.
Yeah, right now it kind of seems like things are changing quickly.
It is. And we've been working on our online presence and being able to order all of our products, including produce, which that was a real challenge this past week.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to do because I really don't even know what we're going to have until I go to the garden. I mean, so this week you kind of just put one of each thing that I knew was we would have something. And we updated as I harvested.
And so, for example, it's very difficult to know how many radishes you're going to have.
Yeah.
Because they grow underground.
I tried to peek under the leaves and tried to estimate about how many bunches I would have. But that wasn't really that easy. I guessed fairly closely.
You did.
I mean, I've been doing this for a while. But you can't always tell by the top. You can't go by the biggest top. Well, all of them look alike from the top right now.
Right. And the other thing that I've noticed as I've become more involved in watching the garden, I don't really do anything in the garden other than what I'm told.
Yeah, you have been though lately.
But being more in tune with that, I've realized how much can change in a 12-hour period.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Especially if you have rain and then the sun comes out, it's a dramatic difference in the growth.
Yeah, we just talked about that because I put beans in Thursday, I think.
Right.
I planted some beans. And on Friday night, we didn't have any beans up. We had some rain and Saturday we had beans up.
It is amazing how quickly that moves.
So things right now are changing quickly, which is encouraging. And, you know, so I can actually see where the plants are so I can weed.
Right. You can't really start weeding
no.
until you have the plants up and in a form where you can recognize that's what that plant is.
Right. Yeah, because there have been times that I've done it prematurely because it gets weedy every time you get a rain. And if you don't have your seed germinated yet, I don't know how many things that, especially beans, peas, carrots, those kinds of things, I've dug up accidentally because I didn't wait long enough. It's hard, though. It's hard to look at all those weeds, but it's better to wait.
And now is the time for weeding. Now that you have things that are up and you can differentiate, which is a plant.
Yeah, weeds are also growing right now.
So gardening's a lot of work.
It is.
And takes a lot of thought and dedication and hard labor to maintain.
It does, but, you know, I enjoy it. I don't enjoy weeding. I enjoy the produce at the end of it.
Oh, I really enjoy the produce.
But, yeah, I don't enjoy the bugs. I don't enjoy the disease like blight. Yeah, there's stuff that I don't enjoy about it. The frustrations of flooding and hail and so. But you gotta be tough to be a gardener.
That is a fact. And you have a beautiful garden coming up. This past week, we put in paper mulch down all of the tomato rows. You planted how many tomatoes?
I don't know. Not nearly as many as a lot of farms, but I know what we will use.
Right.
I think this year I only put in 55, 60 plants or so. And what I know is that will supply what we need and what we will take to market.
Right.
And that's all I really want to do, because in the past, you know, I've planted 100 or just kind of went crazy with it. And there are some, I mean, there are farms, I mean, this is going to sound tiny because some people plant 1,000 or more, but I know what I want to tend. And I don't want to tend more than that because, you know, you have to keep them tied up and you have to prune them. And, you know, if you get blight, you have to manage that. You have to weed. So I don't want to do more than that. So we will have enough for us and we will have plenty to share with our customers. And that's all that matters.
And that's something that we are really learning as we build this business and make tweaks, is we don't have to be all things to all people.
No, and that's been a hard thing.
It is. And we want to help our customers. We want to meet needs. But there's also a point where we have to decide what's best for us and what can we realistically manage and still have time to have some fun and relax a little bit.
Right. Yeah, we are retired.
I know. Or we're, I don't know if this is retired or second career. I kind of go back and forth.
So this is really our second career.
Not, it is.
I mean, we're retired from our first jobs, but we're sweet young thing.
We are. I have an awful lot of things that I still intend to do with my life.
Yeah, me too. But part of that is we get to make decisions for ourselves now. We're our own boss.
We are.
Which is kind of scary. And my, for me, anyway.
So awesome.
It is.
And we have a lot of plans for this farm, for the business. We've been working on those, building things and clearing out things and expanding. Just this morning, we were out measuring and planning for some new herb beds, which I'm super excited about.
Yeah, I'm excited about it too. It's something we've talked about for a while. Well, we have time on our hands right now because there's really nowhere to go.
Nothing to do.
So we started measuring and talking through a plan to build yet another garden area.
And as soon as we talked about another garden area, your eyes lit up because you love a garden area.
I do. Yeah. I don't know. You know, every time I say, okay, I don't want to haul soil and compost, and I get over that pretty quickly.
It's just neat to be able to do that and develop that. So what we're looking at is really expanding into some dedicated herb beds and doing a variety of herbs that customers can come out to the farm and
have fresh picked herbs that you can then take home and use in your meals.
Yeah, meals, cocktails.
Oh, I'm using some spearmint in a beverage right now.
Yeah, so we have had some customers that have been really interested in, I guess this is mojito and julep time, apparently. Yes.
Mint juleps are the May drink. I don't know if we'd go so far as to say the official drink of May, but are very connected to the Kentucky Derby, which is typically run the first Saturday in May, although not this year. But I think everyone should still have a mint julep in honor of that.
Why not? Or two.
Or two.
And so we grow a lot. Of course, we have the traditional spearmint. We have chocolate mint, apple mint, lemon balm, all kinds of mint. And we've had a lot of customers that have requested fresh cut mint for whatever. It could be for tea. It could be for cocktails, mocktails, you know, whatever. But that fresh cut just adds, it takes it up a notch.
And we're going to expand that this year and have a lot more herbs. I'm envisioning basil and oregano, thyme, lavender.
Chives are popular. Now we have chive blossoms.
I can't wait to pick some of those.
Yeah, so those are very popular right now. And guess what? They're also pollinator friendly.
It's a double whammy.
It is, yeah, because the pollinators absolutely love herbs. Our honeybees love herbs.
They do.
They really do.
So we provide for them, we provide for us, and they're just beautiful to look at.
Yeah, and it's less mowing for me.
Look how many things we will get out of this one effort.
I know.
So that's what's next on our agenda. We're continuing to tweak and grow and find new things to do, new ways to operate. So watch for those. We'll be doing some new and exciting things over the next several weeks and months.
Right. And right now we're harvesting spring garlic. Soon we'll have garlic scapes. I could feel those starting to come on when I harvested garlic for our Saturday, which actually kind of changed. Our Saturday at the farm. And so in the garden this week, we'll have radishes. I'm not a big radish eater, but we had radishes on our salad for lunch.
Delicious.
I just pulled them and wow, they were sweet. They were good. They were crunchy. Mm. So I'm thinking I am a radish eater.
You are.
So I'll have radishes this coming week and we'll have some lettuce and salad blend and spinach and of course we'll still have the spring garlic and
chive blossoms
herbs.
Right,
so things are happening in the garden.
Absolutely.
It's a little bit delayed, but we stuff is happening every week. We'll have more available,
and we'd like to just give a little shout out and maybe a little cowbell to our customers this past week who on the spur of the moment came to the farm instead of the market. The market was canceled due to the weather forecast,
which looked awful.
It looked horrible.
It was 90% chance of storms,
and ended up the morning was actually a beautiful morning.
It was sunny
but
and nice.
We rolled with it and our customers rolled with it. So a huge shout out and a cowbell to everyone who came to the farm.
Thank you all so much. We appreciate your continued support. And until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.